The Supreme Court has already considered a number of cases challenging an alleged abridgment of separation of church and state. But yesterday's decision reflects the difficulty in applying a one-size-fits-all ruling.
They are so fact-specific and fact-intensive that the judge just has to sift through the evidence and see what he or she believes from the testimony presented.
Carl Tobias, law professor at the University of Richmond.
And so that's why Judge Urbanski, who's a very new judge down in Roanoke, just felt he couldn't rule on the law yet, but has to hear those facts.
Yesterday's ruling not to dismiss the suit is a setback for the Giles County School Board, which was sued in September for a display of the Ten Commandments in Narrows High School, where a student contended in a lawsuit the board's actions amounted to a governmental endorsement of religion prohibited by the First Amendment. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.